Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It didn't matter if 98% of Americans in every major poll, some were even 99%, were against the banker bailout. They did it, but it wasn't a banker bailout. See, they'll call it one thing, it's another. It allowed unlimited amounts of money, now over $8.5 trillion and growing, to be given to offshore predominant banks, to whoever they want. Remember, they said, oh, we were passing it October 3rd, threatened Congress with martial law, on record. The White House did it. They didn't pass it and said, we've got to have it for, or we'll have a depression by next week to unlock credit in the subprime mortgages. And then on October 4th, Secretary of the Treasury Paulson said, you know what? We don't need it for that, but it's secret what we do need it for, and we're not going to tell you where it's going. But that gave them unlimited criminal power in that bill. Now they're saying, Obama's saying they've got to have another bill. He helped cheerlead the last one. He's saying we've got to have it. He's got Timothy Geithner, who engineered a bunch of the scams we're seeing, doesn't pay his taxes. He's now been approved for out of the committee, at least, to be Treasury Secretary. And it's the same group, very same group of people. And they're saying, well, we need an even bigger bailout, and it's going to be international in scope. Well, you read the fine print of what they're saying, and it's weird. They tell Congress it's secret, we can't tell you. But then they're in Newsweek, they're in the Financial Times of London, they're in the Wall Street Journal saying what it is. But they mislabel it a nationalization. And they talk about the Federal Reserve being government. And they say it's going to set up a new bank of the U.S. that will take on, quote, all the debt. That means giving trillions more to themselves, the private shareholders. So, again, they've engineered the crisis to implode the economy so they can consolidate it. Now, we're the guys that told you this years and years and years ago and said it would start with derivatives, start the subprime mortgages. And it's now happened. And I've got a New York Post article of all places, you know, that's Rupert Murdoch, endorsing Barack Obama and saying his plan is the right one to fix the economy. And then they mislabel it, saying that it is a bailout of the banks to stop the implosion. The big central banks are just fronts for the private shareholders. They've already moved their assets into real infrastructure and gold and silver and weapon stocks and media, things they know that will be there at the end of this. They have to destroy the economy to have this fire sale. But I wanted Bob Chapman, a researcher, economist, financial reporter, retired when he had the biggest financial newsletter in the world, came back a few years ago with the International Forecaster out of retirement, and he was also in military intelligence before that, and his predictions have been stunningly accurate, like folks like Gerald Celente and others. So that's why we have him on with us. I had him on Friday, but he's back with us today. Bob, can you succinctly explain what's happening to people with this Wall Street coup, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former head of the Treasury, has said, and many others? This is a Wall Street coup, but explain in basic terms what they're doing, where this is going, how bad this depression is going to get, and where you see all of this ending. I mean, boil down for people as basically, you know, talk to us like we're fifth graders and explain to people exactly what's happening.
Well, first of all, 2 years ago, we said that we were entering recession, and several economists came along about a year ago and said, yes, we're going into a recession, and government discovered it about a month ago, and government didn't discover it because the government didn't want to. And so you say to yourself, well, why did that happen? Well, it's because it was engineered that way. It just didn't happen. The money that has gone to the banks, as Alex has said, has gone offshore. Some of it was used to pay dividends, bonuses to these people who run these banks and brokerage firms and insurance companies. And what it is it's a private consolidation of power. They're just rolling everything together. And the scandals that we see, such as the questioning of Mr. Gittler by Congress, the Madoff affair, where somewhere between $50 and $100 billion has disappeared, and all of the losses that are being taken by companies with no explanation as to why. And so this is a conglomeration of information that's come forward, and the intention of the powers behind government is that they want to show the public that finances, that includes insurance, brokerage, as well as banks,
annuities,
have been mismanaged, and we have to have regulations worldwide in order to not make that happen again.
And remember, folks, this is the group that engineered all this and changed the laws in the mid and late 90s to do this. Now they're saying we're the saviors. Give us unlimited power. Openly in Newsweek, let us have a world government that sets taxes and regulates all of you. Openly by the banks.
And that is part of it as well. And so I think you're going to see, starting this coming month, talk in Washington, Wall Street, about these new regulations, which have been bantered around Europe for the last 3 or 4 months. Sarkozy, the president of France, and also Mrs. Merkel, who is the chancellor in Germany, have been talking about it, as well as Gordon Brown, the PM, in London. And so they've kind of got the ball rolling and get the door open. Now, what they're after here is once they get consolidation nationally, and, of course, in the case of the European Union, it'll be in two segments. One, the non-members, there's 27, I think, members of the European Union, of which 16 belong to the Eurozone, and that's the group that uses the currency, the euro. And they will fit in and go along with the regulations. The next step will be a devaluation of all currencies, or almost all currencies. And don't ask me to give you a time frame because it's too difficult. People are talking about next month.
Yeah, they're just saying they're planning to do it on record, but they won't say when, and they're also very secretive. Please continue. So globally, a private group of banks operating as a government through treaty with nations, setting the interest rates, setting the currency values, and then, I mean, this is incredible. This is world government.
Well, once they get these regulations in place, and it'll take them at least a year to do it, and it could take as long as two, but let's say it takes a year. Then what they will do is say, well, the U.S. dollar has come down substantially, and, which I expect it to as well, and so the dollar is going to have to be devalued. And rather than face default, we'll have everybody else devalue too. And the key to that will be the sovereign nations throughout the world have foreign exchange balances, and they are keeping 64.5% of those balances as in U.S. dollars. So if the dollar gets devalued, they get hit pretty hard, too. So they're all in it together, so to speak. So I think most all of the currencies in the world would be devalued at the same time the dollar would be.
And that's what globalization is. They get everybody tied in to their fiat system, then they implode it and say the only way out of this is giving us these private consortium of banks operating as a world government, a regulatory agency. Give us unlimited power, we can fix it.
Well, the next step, of course, is the hue and cry that, oh, goodness gracious, we've had this terrible worldwide devaluation because of what's gone on and lack of regulations, so they get the regulations passed, and then all of a sudden they say, well, we've decided, us people in the financial business and these governments have decided that it would be much better if we had one currency, and that's what they're after. And there's no constituency in the world who'll go along with it.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, I know we have loaded phone lines. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to deal with your phone calls on a host of subjects, any issue you want to call in about. But I wanted to get Bob Chapman up here today because, and again, I've had former Nobel Prize-winning economists on. I've interviewed them all, and they're all saying the same thing. This is an engineered crisis, and the very group of offshore banks that engineered it are the ones now terrorizing the public, saying we'll have a depression if you don't do what we say. Well, they've already had tax incentives to move offshore. This was all done by design. Bob, they're openly announcing they plan to start stealing pension funds. Well, a lot of companies are already doing it. They changed the law a few years ago where they could do that, but saying they can do it and being able to get away with it is another thing. They're openly announcing that they want to use regular army against the American people. They're announcing they're going to use the Patriot Act against non-terror-related cases. I mean, this is a worst-case scenario that is unfolding. Can you speak to, just briefly, the real state of the economy right now with all of this news coming out about Citigroup raises $12 billion, loses $42.2 billion, just having to pay their dividends on investments. So now they're having to raid the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation fund for that. California's first Centennial Bank going under. Meanwhile, we have all these neocon publications endorsing Obama and, quote, nationalization. When it's not nationalization, it's the private Federal Reserve using taxpayer money to buy Ford, buy Chevy, go in and buy up infrastructure. People get mad if they knew our tax money was going for private banks to buy these up pennies on the dollar. So they just call it nationalization when it's the opposite. This is privatization, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And I've given you the train or the chain of events that I expect that will be attempted over the next 2 to 3 years. One of the things that I've learned, and this is my 49th year now, and one of the things I've in business, one of the things I've learned is that things never happen as quickly as you think they do or will. And so you tend to be a little bit calmer and more patient than when you recognize the same things when you were 35 years old. And so it's going to take a while, but they're not going to be successful. They think they are, and they're going forward like it's just another coup for them, and that is just isn't going to happen.
That's a key point. They've done this to hundreds of third world countries, this exact same takeover profile.
Well, they don't want any part of it. I mean, if you go to different countries in the world and talk to the people on the street, they say, no, I don't want that. You know, we experienced that before with this or that, or look what's happening to the euro. I mean, we've got four countries in Europe that are in the on the edge of bankruptcy.
Well, what are folks going to do,
Ireland,
when they start?
Greece.
I mean, it's one thing to lose your job. What are they going to do as the government seizes people's 401ks to, quote, protect them?
Well, let's back into that. You spoke about it a couple of minutes ago, and you spoke about the legislation which allowed these corporations, about 19% of people are covered under conventional pensions, we'll call them, not the 401k variety. And they were allowed to adjust or eliminate their pension plans, and they're doing it. The excuse is, well, companies from offshore don't give any benefits to their employees, and they treat them like slave labor, so let's do that to Americans, too. So anyway, that's been underway for about, actually, almost 3 years now. And I got to just sidetrack for a second. You said something about the monies being put offshore by transnational corporations. This is nothing new. If you go back 3 years, you'll see that there was legislation to allow these transnationals, who are the ones under free trade and globalization, who are offshoring and outsourcing over 5 million American jobs over the last 8 years. And what they do is they make this money by having goods made cheap, say, in China, and then having them sold in the United States. But the money is not coming into the United States. It's going to their subsidiary, perhaps in the Cayman Islands. And 3 years ago, because they needed an infusion into the American financial scene, and under the guise of creating employment, all these offshore corporations were allowed to bring as much money back to the United States as they wanted.
And that's why Halliburton and others have moved offshore. And I want to take you into the next segment and talk briefly about that. But before this segment ends, I want to bring Ted Anderson, the owner of the Genesis Network that syndicates this radio show, on, because he also owns Midas Resources, 30-year gold brokerage and silver brokerage. Because Ted bought gold when it was $815 an ounce. Now it's over $900 right now. He has it in store. And he also wants to, you've let us at his company, give people a free introductory copy of your latest hard copy newsletter, The International Forecaster. They can also go to internationalforecaster.com. So before this segment ended, I wanted to briefly bring Ted in so he could, well, it's 800-686-2237, so they could call and find out about that, but also find out about the gold and silver deal that Ted's got going. It only goes until midnight tonight, folks, because then he's going to be out of this position and have to buy gold at the new higher price. Most places don't even have gold and silver. Ted's been in it so long. But, I mean, Bob, bottom line, would it be a smart move for people to physically have part of their 401k in gold or silver, or should they just trust the government and leave it in there?
Well, I recommend gold and silver-related assets very strongly because as far as I can see, after all my years of experience, this is the only place to be.
How good of a deal is it if Ted bought gold at $815 an ounce and he's selling it at that price, priced into the market, when it's at $900? How good of a deal is that?
Well, it's terrific. It goes without saying. I mean, coins that he purchased probably for $45, he was selling them at that level. They're now $160 or whatever.
Let's bring Ted on.
In other words, they're higher in the marketplace than what Ted bought them at.
Ted, take a franc or a British sovereign. What you bought, you said some of the sovereigns at 205, and right now they're selling for 245, but you're still selling them at 205, or what was the number you told me?
No, what I have is I have the franc right now. They're at 202, but repricing them, they're at 225 at the current market price. I also have the British sovereign. They're at 250. Currently, right now, if I went back into the marketplace, which I will be having to do tomorrow, they'll be at 275. I mean, the prices have gone up over 11% just within the last week. And the reason why that's happening is because we have so many foreigners right now trying to buy gold, and they're pushing the marketplace.
Yeah, that's on the news, a bunch of on the newswire, just Google gold, that all over the world the markets are sold out of physical gold. Folks, call and get a free copy of the International Forecaster, or you can also go to theinternationalforecaster.com and sign up for the online version there as well. But if you want a hard copy of this or to find out about that gold deal that elapses in less than 12 hours, 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237 to get a free copy of the International Forecaster to find out about that gold deal. What about silver, Ted? It's made a major move up.
Silver is in the same position. I just haven't had a chance to see what the new prices are going to be on that because silver's gone up $2 an ounce. Presently, right now, I'm still working on a supply of Walking Liberty halves at $8.40 a piece, but the silver dollars have shot through $20 a piece, and the halves are up too. And I just have to reprice them. I know that I'll be in the market in somewhere around 8.
But for folks that don't know, right now they can get last week's price is 11% cheaper, 800-686-2237. Let's come back with both of you and talk about how...
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough
and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I know we got loaded phone lines. We're going to go through your calls, but I promise to break down what's happening with the banking. Ladies and gentlemen, they're stealing the value of your paper. They're terrorizing you and saying, oh, we'll protect your investments. Just give us unlimited power. Let us set up this world government system. But you read their own documents, they have no intention. They intend to steal it from you. That's what the police state's about in case you try to go take control of the government. Again, this is Bloomberg Financial reporting. Congress has been told they're under war powers. Separate Fed governors have been told you're not allowed to even know what's going on in the private Federal Reserve. Only the New York Fed is running this. I want to go back to Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Bob, specifically, why do we even have former Fed governors and current Fed governors complaining in the press that everything's secret? I mean, I guess in this final round of risk here, it's so criminal what's going on, they've got to keep it secret from their own people?
That's right. They've been left out of the loop. And they're upset about that because they thought they were insiders. And you know, they're excited about their past affiliations with the Fed. And their ego has been hurt. And that's why you're getting the comments you're getting. And you'll continue to get them until finally people within government and behind government will tell these individuals, you either shut up or you've got a serious problem.
How many, I mean, looking at the trillions of dollars in pension funds and 401ks and the stock market dropping last week, how bad are these losses going to get? And on average, what's going to happen to somebody's retirement? Somebody, you say, has $1 million saved or $500,000.
Well, I'll briefly finish up what we were talking about. So they allowed these international corporations to bring back $360 billion and pay a 5.25% tax on it when the normal tax would have been 33%, another sweetheart deal. And so, you know, everything goes to the corporation and nothing to the worker because they want to do everything in manufacturing and other things offshore because it's much cheaper.
Now, let's be clear. The trillions that they're secretly spending, they're admittedly using a lot of that to buy up more raw assets, infrastructure. They're not spending them, so they're still operating to blow it all out. They're not trying to fix anything.
No, that's correct. And so let's get back to the corporations. And so they've cut back on the different benefits of the pensioners. You know, you don't have to pay for half your medical, or you don't get any medical, and we may have to cut back on your retirement because of the contracts that we've had to sign. And they go one step further, and that is that about 70% right now of the S&P 500 companies are underfunded for their pensions, and it ranges anywhere between about 65% and 100%.
And that's not just the plunging economy. It's because they may have said it had $50 stock, now it's a dollar.
That's correct. And they own stocks and they own bonds. The Dow has come down from 14,100 to approximately 8,000. My question is, and this is what I believe, I think the market's going to 4,000. And if I'm right, they're not going to have a heck of a lot of money left. And if that's the case, your benefits are going to get cut by 50 or 75%, whatever the case. And by that time, we'll be fully into depression. We've started depression now. This week is the beginning of the depression.
Why did The Economist 2 weeks ago say we were in a depression? That's pretty bold.
Well, I didn't hear it. A couple of them alluded to it. They're afraid to say it.
Well, that was the headline. The Economist came out and said we're in a depression.
You know, when you're an independent, you can say what you feel like saying, you know, as long as it's based on facts.
Bob, briefly, I'm moving quicker because I want to cover a lot with your expertise. Why are you now saying, because, you said 6 months ago that by this time we'd be at 8,000. You're right there. You've been right all along, I mean, almost on everything you've said. I'd been saying depression by the middle of this year. You'd said, no, Alex, 2 years. Why are you now revising?
Because the damage has been so done, and the expeditious action that they've taken has the unemployment is going to be unbelievable. The amount of foreclosures are far greater than what is being admitted to by the banks. The system is far worse off. We're looking at what the government calls U6 unemployment, which is medium unemployment figures. And they're putting them out at around 13%. I'm calling them 15.5%.
Okay. How bad, then, physically on the streets of the United States and worldwide is this going to look? And when do you see the bottom of this?
Well, the bottom's a long ways away. And I think during this year, that 15.5% figure will climb up over 20 to 22. And the following year, it should go up over 30.
What's going to happen when the public finds out that they've been hoodwinked by Obama and that he worked for the very same bankers that Bush worked for and that it's all been a screw job?
Well, they're going to be deeply disturbed. But what's going to really call the public to action is my house is gone, my cars are gone, I don't have a job, I'm living in a shelter someplace like a beast. You know, all of our belongings are in the shopping cart. And the only thing I've got left to protect myself is an AR-15. And this is when it's going to pop. And when is that? Probably a couple of years down the line.
That's what the Pentagon says in their new Army War College report. So the Pentagon agrees with you, but they work. A lot of great men and women in there, but they work for the bankers that have done this. I mean, all the FBI training manuals, the media, the demonization by Hollywood of patriots that talked about a new world order and a banking collapse, and the FBI training manuals I have that they give local police saying the new world order doesn't exist. How are they going to square that propaganda saying it doesn't exist while Henry Kissinger and every other globalist, including Obama, is on TV saying this is the new world order?
Well, they can't. And, you know, they've opened a window. That's the window of opportunity for themselves to institute this new world order. And when you open the window up, you allow other things to fly out, like the patriots. And so they're going to have their hands full because the public of the world, and specifically we're talking about America, people are going to be searching for answers that aren't listening to a program like this. Later on, they'll say, gee, how did this happen, and what do I do about it? My court system doesn't work anymore. All the people I get to vote for the most part, are people who are put up and funded by these international bankers. And so what can I do? And, you know, the answer is, well, not very much. And they'll say, well, gee, I can't feed my family. So they get out of the store, if there's still food there, and they have to take foods for their family.
Well, that's the
that starts the problems.
Well, that's the issue. I still see all these yuppies that think they're part of the elite, and I meet them on the street and stuff, and they still believe in the system. They say, oh, we got to do another bailout. We had to do the first bailout. That small minority that believes in the system, they don't understand that it's a bunch of kleptocrats that are in control. Ted Anderson, 30 years in financing, gold and silver trader. We're not happy. I know that this is a bull market for gold and silver. We wish we'd been wrong about all this. Any comments you've got to make on what Bob Chapman's saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just listening to the whole conversation and how it's going, and I know a lot of people are getting lost with the information because they just don't understand what it all means. Right now, we're looking at, wealth is disappearing. I shouldn't say wealth. Money supply is disappearing. I was talking to Bob earlier, and he was saying between $13 to $15 trillion is gone out of the economy, just like evaporated into thin air. I've looked at other...
And again, allowing the globalists to set up a worldwide fiat system. People said, oh, let it be fiat, that, you know, they care about the economy. No, we gave criminal bankers the power to loot everything. They did it. Bob Chapman.
They did it. And, you know, Ted, you had that special book there, The Creature from Jekyll Island. You should talk about that, because people who don't know anything about this, once they read that book, they'll understand what's being done to them.
By the way, for folks that don't know, Ted offers the book at cost. You get a free silver dollar that's over $20 in the market with the book that's $24 for what, Ted?
Yeah, well, the book is $24 if you buy it in the bookstore. The silver dollars are now about $22.50, and then the shipping is $6.40. I sell the thing for, I think it's $24.45.
So you're losing $30 on that.
Oh, yeah. I'm selling it for less than cost. But the thing about it is, Elvis, people need to understand. That's the biggest problem right now. We got a lot of people listening to this show, and they're very interested in hearing what they're hearing, but they can't put all the pieces together in their mind as to how it works. And if they knew how it worked, they'd be going, oh, yeah, I can put my finger right on it. It's reading like a mystery novel, you know?
Yeah, well, folks can call and get that book and that silver dollar together as a combo, or the free newsletter, International Forecaster, 800-686-2237.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy to follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com, or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I want to say bye to Ted Anderson and Bob Chapman. Appreciate them both popping in. And I got almost cut off by that break. If you want to get a free copy of Bob Chapman's newsletter or check out The Creature from Jekyll Island, the colleague of Bob Chapman, G. Edward Griffin's book on these private Federal Reserve bankers and how they operate, you can call 800-686-2237. And, again, Ted's got brokers there until midnight tonight for the gold he got and silver he got back when gold was $815 an ounce. It's now over $900. He'll have to reprice that tomorrow. So here's your chance, 800-686-2237. I rarely have Ted up on the Sunday show, but it's just so important. I want people to have an opportunity with deals this good, 800-686-2237, like a free newsletter. 800-686-2237. Ted, closing comment, and then the Bob Chapman closing comment. I'm going to blitzkrieg through these calls.
Yeah, I can just say real quick. I mean, the market has just been crazy. If you're interested in all getting into the precious metals, you should call now. But mainly, more importantly, educate yourself so you understand. I mean, this economic system that we're in is heading towards a collapse. And if you can see the telltale signs and you know what they mean, You can take some precautions.
Well, it's not even telltale now, is it, Bob Chapman?
It's not even what?
It's not even telltale. I mean, it's a huge brass band right in front of you. It's so loud.
That's right, absolutely. And you know, you don't get deals like this in this kind of a market very often. And the inventory that Ted has. You know, whether it was professional acumen or luck, it doesn't make any difference. He's got the product. He's got it cheap and, or should I say, inexpensive, and very few others have.
Yeah, most people are sold out of gold and silver because that's a whole other show. The big central banks have been trying to suppress the price, where for the first time in modern history, you have the real gold market at 1,000 an ounce, and they had driven it down to 750 an ounce, and even mainstream papers admitted it was rigged, and now they just can't hold it down anymore because the demand has sold out all the gold and silver, 99% of it, and Ted's even having problems now. So, Bob Chapman, we'll have you continue to pop in as things unfold, and you too, Ted. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. Bye-bye. Take care, man. All right, now listen, here's the deal. I've got, eight phone calls here, and I want to go to them, and I'm going to take them, but have your question, your comment ready. I'm giving each of you about 1 minute, okay? We'll go to Pam, Tom, Ollie, Scott, Rusty, even one other. Let's go ahead and go to Pam in Canada. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Pam. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey.
Okay, there she goes. I don't know what's going on. I guess people sit there for 30 minutes. They're kind of out of it. Tom in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, what is going on?
Worldwide transmission, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, did you say on your show the other day that you're going to launch a website where you're proving things like point by point? I think that's what I heard you say. Did I hear right?
I'm not quite sure what you're saying, sir.
What?
Expand it. Expand what you're saying. Explain to me specifically what you're asking.
No, I'm asking you. I mean, I thought I heard you say on your show the other day that you're going to launch a website where you're proving things point by point, like you're going to give the background information on each subject and then prove things point by point. Did you say that?
No.
You didn't?
No. But we have done that. I mean, we do that all the time. We write articles all the time, and every comment we make, every statement we make is backed up by links to legislation, government documents, you name it. My film, Endgame, whatistheendgame.com, endgamethemovie.com, will take you to the URL. Has a complete bibliography of every second of the film as you go through it. So it's all right there for you. The film Terror Storm. Has one of those. So does my film Martial Law. So everything we talk about is documented. I mean, if I sit there and I read an article about Coast Guards can't start a rescue until they fill out a health and safety assessment, after first filling out the data timeline, the lead rescuer must outline the reason for the journey, detail any risk the team may encounter during the rescue, including both current and forecast weather conditions. And it goes on to say that when the Coast Guard was shown this, they thought it was a joke. They say that they didn't believe it when they first saw it. I'm trying to find that quote here. I mean, that's out of the mail online. We have a link to it. Very strange call, another very strange call. Ollie in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, hello, Alex. I'm glad to be on the show. And I have a lot of questions to ask you, but since you're going to give me 1 minute, I'm just going to ask one question. Alex, you said at the beginning of the show that this show is very expanding on people, are becoming really, really, really aware. Now, my question is that once it reaches the boiling point, which I'm pretty sure the so-called predators have already anticipated, what will they, in your opinion, being on their shoes, what will they do to consolidate or maintain their noose or jaws on the prey? What will they do? So just answer me that.
Okay, very important question. My job is to point out the corruption, the evil that's going on. That's a full-time job. And then I do have solutions like fight for the Second Amendment, fight for national sovereignty, abolish the Federal Reserve, kick the bankers out, or they'll take over, which they've now done fully. You know, give them an inch, they'll take it a million miles. The criminals running government will stage terror attacks every time the people rebel to then blame it on the people and say, oh, look, you're terrorist, or the provocateur terrorist. To have a pretext and excuse to attack the public. They will always stage new crises, outside threats to unify the public around them. But that's not going to work forever. But overall, they would stage terror to begin with to get their agenda through. So it's better that we be awake and know what we're going into. Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Scott in Seattle. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I was kind of interested on your take on this. I'm wondering who they're golden boy or girl is going to be to introduce this National Service Act into Congress now that Carolyn Kennedy has stepped down.
Right. For those that don't know, how are they going to roll out what Obama has officially said he'll do in his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel? 18 to 24, first compulsory domestic military service is a new separate arm under him. Then they're also going to have big public volunteer groups that do PR, like soup kitchens and things, which sound great as the front for having them as tattletale squads, environmental land-grabbing squads, what they've admitted. And, yes, they're going to have golden boys. They're going to have pitch people. They're already running private ads for Obama and his own private army at taxpayer expense through the Ad Council.
Well, you know, it's kind of curious because I don't think most people are aware, but Carolyn Kennedy sat on the committee for the National Service Act along with his former foreign policy advisor, Samantha Power.
That's right.
So I just thought that it was kind of curious that they would tap her to replace Hillary's seat.
Well, now they've got a more conservative pro-gun lady, a Republican, that they're tapping as the governor can appoint whoever they want. That's a big controversy. But Carolyn Kennedy had so much baggage not paying taxes and things that she had to step down, like Bill Richardson with weird lobbying deals and Blagojevich, who came up under Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel handled Obama and Blagojevich. And I mean, just look at – and then Gethner not paying taxes. I mean, look at these people. I mean, they are just a pack of weasels. Thank you. Great call. Great point. That's what we like here. Russ in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Russ.
Yes, sir. Alex, thank you for having me speak on your show.
You bet.
You are the tip of the spear. You are the commander, and you keep going the direction you're going. I'd like to see sometime on your show, in your new studio, you bring together Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, Webster Tarpley. These gentlemen are so close together in their antithesis of fixing the problem. There are probably only 3 to 5% difference between how to fix it. And I'd also like you to make a comment on, I'm pretty excited here being on.
We have Peter Schiff, we have everybody on.
Do another big Willie Nelson, Dixie Chicks, as many. You are rolling over the Rush Limbaughs of the world, and we are grabbing a hold of people from the right and left every day. You keep going forward, get another concert, get another big thing. Everybody will be on. Hollywood is behind you. Everybody is behind you, Alex. Go to it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, my friend. The left-right paradigm is being shattered, and you know, this isn't just Alex Jones. It's all of us doing things that are going to wake folks up. One big thing you can do is tell your friends and family, neighbors about the show, whether it's AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite that you listen. Tell them how they can listen. That's how we can the free podcast every day at InfoWars.com. Listen to how you want, where you want, when you want. We're on Flycast and a bunch of other systems. You can listen on your iPhone or BlackBerry or your cell phone. So, yes, it is exponential. That's why they're trying to shut down the web with net neutrality and taxation. That's all coming in right now because the establishment can't fight us on a level playing field. That's why YouTube's erasing 9/11 truth videos left and right, including some of ours that have millions of views on YouTube. People say, well, then leave YouTube. No, that's where the crowd is. That's where we get viral videos. That's one of the places we spread the word more effectively. So we will infest YouTube more and redouble our efforts and fight their censorship. That's what we'll do. I do want to tell all the other callers, sorry we don't have time to get to Steve and Bill and everybody else that is there patiently holding, but I'll be back tomorrow live on the radio. Of course, if you don't have an AM or FM in your area, you can always listen to InfoWars.com. Or if you do have that AM or FM, spread the word. And we'll be back, of course, next weekend, 4 to 6 p.m. with this abbreviated Sunday transmission. I want to thank all the sponsors, affiliates, the great guys running the show, and a lot more. Look, the globalists are criminal. They can't operate and get away with this if we expose them. It's so brazen. So get out there and spread the word. Get out there and join the info war today. That's why the website's InfoWars.com. Vaya con Dios. Have a great week.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
No. You were.